MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 8, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures around 70. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:08 p.m. Essex Tech teachers have a new contract on the table. The Salem News is reporting today that a new collective bargaining agreement will run through the 2025-26 school year, with raises of 12 to 15% over the 4 years. The contract still needs to be ratified by the rank and file, and that is expected to happen on May 11. Gloucester High School is considering the addition of a new vocational program called Medical Assisting. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times that the program would be added to the 4 existing vocational programs, Machine Tech, Auto Tech, Carpentry, and Electrical Tech. School leaders believe that job opportunities in the medical field make the vocational pathway a logical addition for the school's curriculum. State tax revenues dropped in April. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes that revenues dropped 32% from the revenues taken in by the state 1 year ago. This information may impact the current budget deliberations taking place at the Statehouse. Marblehead Town election will be held on Tuesday, June 20. Following last week's town meeting, the voters will be deciding on a tax override. This is Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer speaking on the town's structural budget issues at the town meeting and the steps the town is taking now to bring the budget shortfall under control.
The cuts that we've made are minimal impacts on the services for this year. If we don't have an override and we have to build the budget for next year, it'll be on the town side far more than vacant positions that we'll have to hit. So what we want to do is address the financial challenge. The earlier you address a financial challenge, the less costly it is. That's why we want to address it this year, stabilize the operating revenues to the cost, and then with the new team in place, finance team, with the information systems that we're putting in, then we are in a much better position to put together a very articulate financial strategy for the longer term.
As for the proposed increased cost per household in Marblehead, using the median assessed value of $800,000 for a Marblehead home, the tax increase would be?
Comes to $248. Now, we bill quarterly, so it would be an increase of $62 a quarter. So $248 would be the annual cost increase. $62 would be the quarterly payment increase for that median house.
Marblehead Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer. There's one more full week of campaigning in Salem this week for the candidates running for mayor. The special election is set for Tuesday, May 16. Today we are posting the candidates Dominic Pangelo and Neil Harrington in their own words on outdoor dining in Salem, and Salem being a welcoming community. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports giving voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Phillies yesterday 6-1. The loss snaps the Red Sox 8-game win streak. Red Sox open up a 2-game series in Atlanta tomorrow night. The Celtics lost to the 76ers yesterday 116-115 in overtime. That series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Boston. In North Shore sports and high school baseball today, Beverly plays at Masconomet. In boys lacrosse today, Marblehead 10-0 in the Northeastern Conference will play at Gloucester. What's going well for the Magicians?
Our defense is playing overall good team D, a lot of good communication. Offensively, I think when we're moving the ball very well, not being selfish, it's fun to watch.
Marblehead boys lacrosse coach John Wilkins. And his 4 captains?
Yeah, I've got 4. Goalie Finn Miniacci. I've also got Connor Cronin at midfield, Carter Laramie at attack, and Sam Anisi at defense.
And so now the Marblehead lacrosse team is off to the second half of the season, and it will be tough going down the stretch.
Yeah, second half, we play our conference schedule, and, you know, then we can... Yeah, the second half, it's going to be a hard stretch towards the end. The last 3 games, we've got Newburyport, Lexington, and Melrose,
mm-hmm.
Which I think will be good for us. and we have to play Masco again in a week or so at their place. So, you know, last year we played well against them at home, and then we only won by a goal at their place. So it's always a challenge again to play teams twice.
Marblehead boys lacrosse coach John Wilkins. That's sports. Have a great Monday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.